Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discgolly episode. It is August 1st, 2025, a beautiful start to this beautiful month here in Vancouver. It's a very sunny day today, not too warm, but still going to be quite warm, so definitely, you know, start using those short sleeves and shorts if you're still using them. I personally am enjoying this weather a lot more. I got a nice tan on finally, which is nice. But yeah, definitely protect yourselves from the sun. Before we get into the show, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam people. If you guys are new to the Discgolly Show and do not know how it works, this is the show about all things music. We talk about artists, we talk about genres, we talk about track lists, albums, EPs, compilation albums, concerts, you name it. That's what we talk about here. The general layout of Discgolly is that for half of a show, I say half, it's actually more generous than that. I would say about two-thirds of the show, we talk about one mainstream artist. We talk about one of their specific projects, whether that be an EP, an album, compilation album, you name it, whatever project it is that contains music. We talk about one of their projects. We go through it. We go through the music, the tracks, the genres. We talk about the concert that may have accompanied the album. We talk about the vinyl record pressings. We talk about if there's any, like, you know, drama, tea, or any interesting facts behind the album. We also do that. And then during the last third of the show, we have our discovered artist of the week, which is usually an artist that is a little bit more underground in the emerging process of their career. And then we talk about one of their projects as well. We go into it, both of us blind, both of us as in me and the audience, or the listeners, you guys. We go into it and we listen to it. We give our, you know, first opinions, and we kind of just, like, you know, kind of work with it, if that makes sense. The point of having this layout is so that I introduce you all a mainstream artist that exists, and then I kind of create the segue into this, like, underground artist that I think has a similar style, you know, has maybe similar genres or, you know, some type of similarity, so that I can create this nice little bridge or segue for you guys to all, you know, be introduced to a new artist. So that's kind of how it works. It's honestly a lot of fun. So hopefully you all join us today on this super amazing and really fun episode that I have lined up for today. If you are all joining, or any of you joining for today's giveaway, we do have a giveaway to a concert that is coming here to Vancouver for our Discovered Artist of the Week. So our Discovered Artist, I usually like to keep Canadian, but this time, since we do have a giveaway, and we're kind of doing a little bit of a collaboration here with this artist, they will not be Canadian just for today. So we'll be, you know, introducing that artist and having a little bit of fun. But that giveaway will take place after we do our mainstream artist of the week, which I'm very, very excited to introduce her. But yeah, so definitely stick around. I think we're going to be doing that giveaway at about 11:30, maybe 11:40. I'm probably going to say probably more like 11:40. And then we're going to be having some fun with that artist. That is the any giveaway for today. So to introduce our artist of the week, if you keep up on Instagram, you already know, but we are going to be doing Lauryn Hill, Miss Lauryn Hill, or better I say, Miss Lauryn Noelle Hill, born May 26, 1975, which means she is 50 years old. She is born in East Orange, New Jersey, so she is American. She is a singer-songwriter, record producer, and actress, so honestly, she does it all. And the main genres that she dabbles in are hip-hop, reggae, R&B, soul, and rap. Lauryn Hill is one of those, like, pillars in the music industry when it comes to female hip-hop. Even just hip-hop in general, I'm just going to put it out there. Lauryn Hill is idolized by a lot of people such as Beyoncé, a lot of people in the rap industry. Lauryn Hill is kind of like that boulder, that influential artist that everyone looks up to. She is under Columbia Records, and she actually started first with her band. I think it was a trio, actually, but her band called the Fugees. I don't know if that rings a bell to anyone out there who may know the Fugees. The Fugees was a very famous, I think reggae, like kind of neo-soul type hip-hop band that had its huge and major success with one of their albums. But before we get into that album, I want to say that the Fugees actually had one album before that one, released in 1994, Blunted on Reality, And then we had The Score, which was the album that got them pretty much out there. It pushed them out. Everyone was loving the music. The Score was released 1996. So it was a pretty cool time to be alive. I mean, there's so much new music coming out. And to listen to The Score in 1996, who wouldn't have loved to do that, right? I wasn't born just yet, so unfortunately I wasn't there. But that basically pushed Miss Lauryn Hill to fame and to the spotlight very, very quickly. And then that's when she went solo, and she was now known as Lauryn Hill. And she released The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill in 1998. So The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is now seen as one of those albums. It was named Apple Music, I don't know what number exactly, but it was put under the list of the top 100 albums ever, is The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I think it was actually pretty high on that list. Let me see if I can find that statistic when we actually go into a music break and then give it to you all. But now you could guess what album we're going to be doing today. We're going to be doing the album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, released August 19th, 1998. It is neo-soul, it is hip-hop, it is reggae, it is R&B, and it is progressive rap. We're going to get into how Lauryn Hill kind of has this really cool, like, she's just like has a cool tone to her voice. Like whenever she sings, whenever she raps, anything, like Miss Lauryn Hill, just like, you know, she's in the beat, she's in the rhythm, no one can stop her, she just goes with the flow. Miss Lauryn Hill is just, you know, some of that music that you can just really dance to, and we'll get into that very, 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 very soon. This album was released under Rough House, which is, I think, an extension of Columbia Records, if not, I may be wrong, but it is under Rough House Records, and it was produced by herself and other producers, such as Chi Pope, I think that's how you pronounce it. It had three singles. We had Doo Wop That Thing, X Factor, and Everything Is Everything. X Factor and Doo Wop That Thing are probably the two most famous songs off of that album. We'll be playing one of them today, but we're also going to be looking into more of the, I want to say, quote-unquote unknown songs. Definitely known for sure, but I feel like during this generation, quote-unquote, a little less known songs. So we're going to get straight into it. Miss Lauryn Hill awaits us with The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I'm very, very, very excited to get into it. And we're actually not going to start with the first track. The first track is called The Intro. It kind of sets like this tone, this mood. I mean, the album cover itself is a desk with the face of Miss Lauryn Hill. And then it has like a pencil, like kind of like, I don't know, like a pencil holder at the top of the desk. I feel like these are really old desks from like long ago. But yeah, it's an intro, and it basically, like, you know, has a school bell. I feel like I can play it a little bit. It has a school bell, and then you can hear like the teacher being like, Miss Lauryn Hill. Yeah, there you go. And like they take attendance, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there you go. You know what? We're just going to get straight into it after this intro. But yeah, so we're going to be doing The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, the album. You're listening to Scully here on CITR 101.9 FM. Definitely stick around to our Discovered Artist of the Week. We're going to be doing Annie, and we're also going to be giving away two tickets to her concert on August 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. So definitely stick around for that if you're here to, you know, have a chance to win some tickets. You're listening to Discali here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and the next song is Lost Ones by Lauryn Hill off of her album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I'll see you guys in just a sec.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauryn like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to Kingston. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. Now understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run for me gun. Can't take a threat to me newborn son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you want ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all lost with a sight to behold. Wisdom is better than hopeless, now I'm on hope roll. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slick talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play innocent. Always wanna take it to the full out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Never wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. There come many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. See, you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one. Like your word is your bond, but until you do right, all you do will go wrong. Now some might mistake this for just a simple song, and some don't know what they have till it's gone. Now even when you're gone, you can still be reborn, and from the night can arrive the sweet dawn. Now some might listen and some might shine, and some may think that they've reached perfection. If you look closely, you'll see what you become, cause you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
First letter.
L O G E.
What's that?
Love.
What?
Love.
How many people know any songs about love?
Right here.
Yeah,
I know a lot about
them. Tell me some titles.
All right, welcome back. This is just the ending of Lost Ones by Miss Lauryn Hill off of her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It's just kind of like the outro of the song Lost Ones. Welcome back to Discolly. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and let's get into it. So Lost Ones is a pretty, what's the word? I feel like I used to use this a lot when I was doing hip-hop back in the day. Oh, old school. It's such an old school hip-hop beat. It's just kind of like that, you know, you got like some baggy jeans, you got like a flat cap on, you know, maybe you have it backwards, or maybe you actually have it like, you know, diagonally, kind of like that hip hop type beat, and maybe like a chain going on, but you're like, you're keeping it smooth, you're keeping it real, you're keeping it grounded. That's just kind of how I picture it. I'm actually going to give a shout out to my old hip hop and breakdance teacher, Jerry Sheehan from Dance Co. I think he's just doing freelance now, but I loved that man. That man introduced me to so much hip-hop old-school music. He was someone who was so passionate in the art of hip-hop, so passionate in what he did. And that man, I've never seen someone have so much groove and like literally flow like water. I mean, like, he could articulate every single muscle and bone in his body to like fully like make everything. Oh, I can't even like explain it. Like, I'm going to see if I can still find him out there, but I know I think I still follow him on Instagram. But I love that man. Shout out Jerry Sheehan for getting me into hip hop and like old school music like that. So Lost Ones is actually back to what we're talking about. Lost Ones is actually rumored to be a diss track from one of the former Fugees bandmates. And Lauryn Hill never actually admitted or said anything about the song being like an actual diss track. But if you listen to the lyrics and you maybe know a little bit about the history of the Fugees, you can kind of get the hint that maybe it was. Again, never confirmed nor denied, but Lost Ones was kind of being like, oh, you just lost one. You know what I mean? So we'll never know. We'll never know. We'll never know. But moving on to the next song, we're actually going to, move on from X Factor, which is a pretty famous song. And we're also going to skip to Zion and as well do Wop That Thing. We're also going to skip track number 6, Superstar, and we're going to go into Final Hour. Final Hour is kind of where we see a little bit more of the rap side, kind of like the progressive rap side of Lauryn Hill, but we still got that hip-hop beat, and it's one of the quote-unquote, again, lesser-known songs of the album, and also these are, I will admit myself, when I first listened to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, I only knew 3 songs, X Factor, Doo Wop That Thing, and Can't Take My Eyes Off You, I Love You Baby, which I'm pretty sure is a cover, but is it a cover? Actually, now I'm doubting myself. We'll see. I'll have to see. I think it is a cover because I don't remember Lauryn Hill being the writer of that song. But we'll see. But the next song that we will be playing is track number 7. It's called Final Hour. We'll get to see a different side of Lauryn Hill. You're listening to Scully here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I treat this like my thesis. Well-written topic broken down into pieces. I introduce, then produce words so confused. It's abuse how I juice up this beat like I'm Deuce. Two people both equal like I'm Gemini. I'd rather Simeon. If I Jimmy on this lock, I can pop it. You can't stop it, drop it. Your whole crew microscopic like particles while I make international articles and on the cover. Don't disgust the baby mother business. I've been in this dirt up, you can't tell me I witnessed first-handed. I'm candid, you can't stand it. Respect demanded and get flown around the planet. Rock hard like granite or steel, people feel Lauryn Hill from Newark to Israel. And this is real, so I keep making the street ballads while you looking for dressing to go with your tall salad. You can get the money, get the power. Keep your eyes on. The final hour. About to change the focus from the richest to the brokest. I wrote this opus to reverse the hypnosis. Whoever closest to the line gon' win it. You gon' fall trying to ball while my team win the pennant. I'm about to be in it for a minute, then run for senate. Make a slumlord be the tenant. Give his money to kids to spend it. And bend a minute, every law that ever prevented our survival. Since our rival documented in the Bible like Moses and Aaron. Things gon' change, it's apparent. And all transparent, gon' be seen through. Let God redeem you, keep your dean true. You can get the green too, watch out who you cling to. Observe how a queen do, and I remain calm. Reading the 73rd Psalm. Cause with all this going on, I got the world in my palm. Now you can get the money, you can get the power. Keep your eyes on the final hour. You can get the money, you can get the power. Keep your eyes on the final hour. Now I be breaking bread, sipping Manischewitz wine. Ain't no mind, party like it's 1999. But when it come down, the ground beat like Palestine. Say your rhyme, let's see if they get you out your mind. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella, whether posed in Marabella and Couture. Or collecting residuals from off the score. I'm making sure I'm with the 144. I've been here before, this ain't a battle, this is war. Word to Booney, I make a lot like a Sunni. Your diplomatic community and every ghetto community had opportunity. Went from hood shock to hood chic, but it ain't what you cop, it's about what you keep. And even if they're leaks, you can't capsize the ship. Cause I baptize my lips every time I take sips. You can get the money, you can get the power. Keep your eyes on the final hour. Now you can get the money, get the money, get the power. Keep your eyes on the final hour. You can get the money, you can get the power. Keep your eyes on the final hour. You can get the money, you can get the power. Keep your eyes on the final hour. You can get the money, you can get the money, get the money, you can get the money, you can get the money, you can get the money. money. Final hour.
Why were you even going so fast? I was trying to make it to the CITR block party at Green Auto. The CITR block party. Don't you know about the CITR block party? Dude, I totally understand why you blew your tires now.
You heard it here first, folks. CITR's block party at Green Auto is happening this August 31st at 3 p.m. The CITR block party at Green Auto is completely free, but if you'd like to donate, 100% of the proceeds will go towards Megaphone Magazine. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Thank you so much, and we'll see you August 31st at Green Auto for the CITR block party. More details posted on our social media at Fanta Records on Instagram.
Do you remember? Do you remember? Who do you remember? Do you remember?
On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogeneo Fegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Scully here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I do want to give a shout out to CITR's Black Party happening at Green Auto on the last day of August, I'm pretty sure. So definitely check it out. I'm trying to see if I'm available. I'm definitely a working man, so I totally understand the work. But definitely let's see if we can all go to CITR's Black Party at Green Auto. But that was Miss Lauren Hill with Final Hour. Very, 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 very rappy with still that very, like, grounding hip-hop beat. I do want to talk a little bit about like what Final Hour means. I was trying to see, like, do a little search myself, because the lyrics are very they're very deep, you know. There is definitely a story behind it. I'm just unsure what it is, but I was able to find a little explanation. It says that Lauryn Hill takes a chance to talk about how superficial merits amount to nothing when God's judgment is to come. She maintains that one has to invest on lasting things and principles in their life. I agree on that. I do agree on someone has to maintain and invest on the lasting things that will, you know, impact you further in your life, rather than, you know, paying so much attention to the superficial things. Also, I do want to say superficial people in life, when there's other people who are showing these characteristics and these ideas of making something last. That is forever going to be the most beneficial, rather than benefits in the moment and temporary benefits. So I do agree on that note. As we can tell, I feel like Miss Lauryn Hill was a very religious person. We can definitely hear that every now and then in their lyrics, you know, like saying some things about God, dropping some names, which I do definitely do. You know, it definitely can add to someone's art, their side of religion and their side of beliefs, you know, as well, which is always cool to see. It's always cool how people kind of put that aspect of their lives into their music, which is pretty awesome. I do want to get into a little bit about the vinyl record pressing surrounding the album. As always, actually not as always, I've actually learned this a lot, but as quote unquote always, there's a standard black vinyl record pressing for this album. It's a beautiful album cover. It kind of has like this like very like, it, I mean, it's a wooden desk, right? So it's like a wooden cover. So the black actually goes really well with the black outline of the desk. There is also a FNAC. FNAC, for those who don't know, is a French store. When I went to France, they described it as kind of like a Walmart. It was like a Winners, kind of like a French Winners, like a French store, like a superstore kind of, but not for groceries. I feel like I'm just getting everyone confused right now. But FNAC is just like a store where they sell music as well. They have like this huge vinyl, huge CD, huge like music section in the building. I remember I was just like entranced by everything. I don't even know if it's a store now. I feel like it's kind of like a Best Buy. You know what? I think I'm going to put it as a Best Buy. It's the French Best Buy. But they have a really, really, really cool wooden color, a wooden FNAC exclusive. They're calling it a brown marble, but I kind of have, like, it looks more wooden-y to me. But yeah, so that's one pressing. They also have another, just like a bone white pressing of the album. And I think there might be one more. I remember seeing a golden pressing once, but it could be wrong. That could have been for the Fugees. It totally was for the Fugees. But yeah, there's only these three pressings, black, white, and kind of like this brown marble that is an FNAC exclusive. So there aren't actually that many pressings, which I do respect. I personally have my version of the album on a standard black. I actually got it on sale, so that's why I was able to snag it. But you know me, I always go for a colored pressing. So maybe someday I can see if I can maybe find my way to the FNAC exclusive. Going down the track list to our next song, we're going to move over to track number 9. So we're just going to be skipping When It Hurts So Bad. And we're going to be doing a bit more of like a soul, a bit more of an R&B feel. And we're going into I Used to Love Him featuring Mary J. Blige. Does anyone know Mary J. Blige out there? Like, you know, like the icon who I think did a Super Bowl with Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and Mary J. Blige. That Super Bowl was what, like three years ago. But Mary J. Blige is just like one of those like R&B soul. Also, I would say like a staple for sure, like a boulder in the industry. Not very, I don't want to say known, but not very as active as she was in the past, currently right now. But I think she did release an album, I think if not 2 years ago, but last year. And I actually never got around to listening to it, but I want to see if I can. But this is I Used to Love Him by Miss Lauryn Hill featuring Mary Jane Blige off of her album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. You're listening to Skull here on CATR 101.9 FM.
Now I don't. He stole my my side, and I used to love him.
Crossroads path would I choose?
Stuck and frustrated, I waited, debated
for something to happen, it just wouldn't fit in.
Thought what I wanted was something I needed.
When your mama said no, then I just should have heeded.
This night I fled till the poison was gone.
Out of the past, while the sweet dawn.
I'm taking guesses. Do you think they still love him? Because I don't think they do. That was so bad. But welcome back. You listen to The Scully here on CITR 101.9 FM. Near the end there, I very much took the hint that they don't love him anymore. But that was I Used to Love Him featuring Mary J. Blige. I think their voices paired up really, really well. I mean, Mary J. Blige is just super heavy on the R&B, super heavy on the runs. And then Lauryn Hill is just like super heavy on like the deep voice, as a deep, flowy, you know, hip-hop voice. So it kind of went really, really well together for that song, which is really cool. Guys, I have one song left for you all off of the album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. This album is a total of 16 tracks. You can find it on all streaming platforms. Unfortunately, I can't get to the next couple songs of Everything Ghetto, Every City. Every Ghetto, Every City, Nothing Even Matters, Everything Is Everything, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, and Tell Him. I won't be getting to the songs, unfortunately, because there's one song that I really, really do want to play because everybody loves this song. And I'm going to be playing just a little bit of Doo Wop That Thing before we get into our giveaway for the Any Tickets. Definitely stick around. We'll be playing the song, going into a little commercial break, and then coming right back to do the giveaway. You're listening to CATR 11.9 FM, and this is Doo Wop That Thing by Miss Lauryn Hill.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like, yo, yo. My men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing, yo.
Feel yo. Real good, wave your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. And you still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. A win-win, come again.
With his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face, man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, yo, come again. The red drink, come again. And sister drink, come again.
Festival is here. Spanning Main Street from 16th to King Edward Ave,
This one-day street festival brings the neighborhood together with live music, delicious food, interactive activities, and much more. All brought to you by Mount Pleasant Business Improvement Area. Pleasant Day Festival is a vibrant celebration of the community, culture, and businesses that make Mount Pleasant unique. On Saturday, August 9th, from 12 to 8 p.m. on Main Street, 16th to King Edward Ave, you can see 27 musical performances ranging from actors to Haley Blaze, Indigenous Protocol, The Houseplants, and many more. For more information, check out PleasantDayFest.com. We look forward to seeing you on Main Street on August 9th.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to The Scully here on CATR 101.9 FM. It is now time for our Discovered Artist of the Week. Thank you so, so much for joining me on doing Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It was so, so fun. And that last song, Doo Wop That Thing, you can definitely see why it's such a good song and so well known. The trumpets, the everything, the production, it's just, I was dancing on my chair. This chair was squeaking the entire time. But yeah, without further ado, we're going to get into our Discovered Artist of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Annie, born Anitan Edipitan. I really apologize if I butchered that name. She's from London, England. She's a rapper, singer, songwriter, and there's just so much to know about her. Annie, like I mentioned, a London-born rapper and singer whose soulful, sharp lyricism has made her one of the UK's most essential voices. Breaking through with Peng Black Girls in 2020, she has since racked up over 100 million streams and collaborated with Georgia Smith, Loyal Connor, Simono, and Masego. Blending influences from gospel, jazz, hip-hop, and garage, Annie's storytelling shines through in her acclaimed projects. Her debut, Under 25, in 2021, a candid reflection of young adulthood, and We Go Again in 2023, a self-described care package of growth and resilience. With widespread radio support from BBC One Extra and Radio One, playlist covers on Spotify's Pollen, and high-profile brand campaigns, she continues to shape UK rap on her own terms. A dynamic performer and boundary-pushing artist, Annie's music remains rooted in authenticity, offering soulful, socially conscious narratives that resonate far beyond the genre. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Annie, she is coming to Vancouver August 10th to the Biltmore Cabaret, and now is your chance to win the tickets. Now, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to be playing the song that really brought her to it, released in 2020, Peng Black Girls Remix featuring Georgia Smith. I'll be playing that song, and your job is to call the number, the CITR number. I'm going to drop it right now. You're going to call it whenever. Hopefully, don't call it too fast. But we're going to put the number 604-822-2487, or also known as 604-822-CITR. One more time, it is 604-822-2487. Call our on-air line during the time that we're playing Peng Black Girls. You're listening to Peng Black Girls by Annie here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Peng black girls in my area cold. Dark skin, light skin, medium tones. Perm ting braids got mini afros. Thick lips got hips, some of us don't. Big nose contour, some of us won't. Never wanna put us in the media, bro. Wanna fat booty like Kardashians. Wanna fat booty that my auntie got, yo. Wheel up the blood clot, tell her reload it. I've got the camera, my girls are posing. I need some backup, then my ones are rolling. Grown women things, I'm never at risk. Mind my own business, I'm never in mess. Who am I? I ain't bae, get a slice of the cake. Want a house with a view and a new pair of shoes. Keep it real from the jump, Gucci gang, little pump. Little vibe, little bass, little kick, little snare, little light. Big truths, do you? They don't care. Do you? They don't care. Get your ass out the box and build up from there. I don't have a gang with me, but I still walk with a gangster lean and rock night.
Wait, hello, we have our first caller in. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Who's calling? Who's calling?
This is Mel.
Hi, Mel. Congratulations on winning two tickets to see Annie at the Biltmore Cabaret.
No way.
I'm really excited for you. Yeah, I'll get the details to you on the how to get the tickets. If you want to email just descali.catr@gmail.com and we'll get you those tickets in your hand. Once again, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy the show. Once again, August 10th. And for those out there who still haven't gotten their tickets, there's still many tickets online to go purchase. All right, Mel, we'll leave you to it. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, perfect. We have gotten a winner for the Any tickets. We're still going to finish the song Pen Black Girls Remix featuring Georgia Smith. Here we go. Hit a 16, you say it's my destiny. Drive around, you think I'm up to no good. Give us a break and let us breathe, man. Give us a chance, let us achieve, fam. And I know that my hair looks a bit different today. So don't touch my hair. Like, new hair, who this? Old black bomber jacket and a bantu twist. Look, mind over matter, I can handle this. We're fine, took a second of a warden risk. See, I think that I care too much. What all is a cover, see air. Two cups, I've got nothing to show. But you love, check my flaws and all my trials. I was black back when it wasn't even in style. That's cool. I like it, the growth, the line, the pain, the fight. We love, we fight, we hurt, we cry. He paid the price, you'll be alright. I think I need some time away. I took a little time. I pray we gon' be alright. Okay, alright, okay, alright, okay. I think I need some time away. All right, welcome back. You're listening to The Scully here on CATR 101.9 FM, and that was Peng Black Girls Remix featuring Georgia Smith by Any. We have concluded our on-air giveaway for today. Congratulations once again to Mel for winning those two tickets to see her on August 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Now, let's get into a couple more songs of Any and see what we're kind of thinking and see what we're feeling on their music. I mean, Peng Black Girls just kind of has that hip-hop beat. I mean, Georgia Smith as well, a very talented artist out there. And yeah, something that Any definitely can do well is that she can lay the bars. She can drop, spit all the lyrics imaginable. I mean, she's super, super, super talented. I do want to give a fair warning that most of Any's lyrics are explicit and uncensored. So if you're one to take a step away from explicit music, please feel free to do so. But I do want to give a warning just because unfortunately there are no clean versions of this music, which is okay because we get to see it at its most like true and raw form, which is awesome. But I do want to say that there is some explicit explicit lyrics in these next couple songs that I will be playing. So a little, audio advisory for all of our audience members out there. I'm going to try my best to censor it if I can, but if not, fair warning. But we're going to get into Any just a little bit more. We're going to start with their song off of their We Go Again EP, released in 2023. And this is Charge It. I'm excited.
Tryna get all of my shit up in check. I can never be a friend of a foe, but I fold at the side of an are you up text. Now I know what I gotta do next. Cause a nigga had me moving obsessed. True, yeah, until I let it slide. Electric. Now I got you blocked like it's Tetris. And now I only get it where the check is. Like, look at all the baggage I just deadlift. And you ain't gotta tell me what attached is. I guess I really went up on my mind, shit. I ain't never gonna let you bring me down, no, no. Cause even when you let me down, I'm you leave.
Night, day.
See me when the sun goes down. Oh, yeah.
Find me.
But I think I'm in too deep. Yeah.
I'll stay.
Cause even when you let me down, out, out.
All the way.
Cause I don't wanna watch you leave. Yeah. red light on the hopes that I might find peace. Cause my mother didn't raise a fool, but I do act one on the occasional. Cause I'm trying to stay afloat like a sailor do, but I'm fighting for my life like I'm Sailor Moon. Who told you to play yourself? You might just run it back. There's a thousand ways to counter this, and yeah, I find I'm back. Plans to keep me wrapped around you like a single piece of thread.
Clearly something's disconnected in my head.
Cause even when you let me down, I don't wanna watch you leave. See me when the sun goes down,
find me.
But I think I'm in too deep,
Cause
even when you let me down, cause I don't wanna watch you leave, Great beats and heartbreak, late nights and heartache. Fuck it, I'll charge it, fuck it, let's
charge. Sun goes down, find me. We're gonna make it deep, I'll stay. Cause even when you let me down, I'll wait. Cause I don't wanna watch you leave, Great beats and heartbreak, late nights and heartache. Fuck this, let's charge it, fuck it, I'll charge.
Welcome back to The Scala. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that is Charge It by Any off of their album We Go. Sorry, not album, EP We Go Again. Love a good bass, and Any's production here with that bass is just phenomenal. It's just very groovy. It's very, I want to say it's a very like sexy song, if I'm being honest. But the next song I want to play off of the same EP is called 2 a.m. in Central. I'm going to get to it and then come back, wrap up the show, and play one last song for you guys for today. Here is Any with 2 a.m. in Central.
Where is it?
Masters of filter, finally taking it. I really needed a night like this. I really needed to count my blessings. Okay, I'm losing my. I really needed a night like this. I really. Glasses are filled to the brim. Finally taking it. I really needed a night like this. I really needed to count my blessings. Hey. Set a vibe for the night, so I grab me a light. I'ma burn some incense. Ain't made a million yet, wanna splurge on a whip, but I still ain't got my driving license. Think I'm on the verge of a view, bearing fruit, the pursuit of a new and established me. I've been trying peace at the feet, but the passive aggressive in me has its tendencies. I love it, complex simplicity, I thug it out. I'm so London, I'm so South. He's so in love with a London girl, cause they're so in love with the culture now. Well, who brings the vibes and intelligence, and who let it flow from voice to a pen? Cause you tie your joy to your relevance. While we don't do beef, babe, just elegance, cause glasses are filled to the rim, finally taking it in. I really needed a night like this. I really needed to count my blessings. Charged up and losing my, think that I'm here for the win. Yeah. I really needed a night like this. I really needed a night. But now I got nail varnish stains on my favorite t-shirt. I'm so destructive. I appear as a delicate flower to those that know me. I'm quite eruptive. Quick mood switcher, not bipolar. Low frequency and all my loaders. Corpses agreed, I give cold shoulders. I move with ease inside. I'm bouncing back and forth like a pinball machine. Yeah, cater to that. 8 hours for some box braid plaits that I'm changing my mind on. Hey, look at that. I'm breaking patterns, trying to get hit patterns. Stubborn, running, I'm conscious of that. Cashmere cotton, I pay what I have. Hey there, my chocolate darling. Do you know what beauty is? Inside and outside, I'm new to this. I think I need to gallivant in central London at 2 a.m. with a few of my friends for a new perspective. Life got a little bit too intense and I'm just trying to have a good time. I'm just trying to dance and drink wine. I'm just trying to catch that same vibe with the next guy. I hope it works out better this time. But my feelings are valid, emotions get managed and it might flourish in time. But for now, we're guarding hearts with diligence. Moving wary, vigilant. Stush vaginas, militant. Blissful nights in ignorance. Glasses are filled to the rim. Finally taking it in.
I really needed a night like this. I really needed to count my blessings.
Charged up and losing my.
All right, welcome back to Discali. This is 2 a.m. in Central by Any off of their EP. Oh my God, I almost said album again. Off of their EP, We Go Again. Once again, Any is coming to Vancouver August 10th to the Biltmore Cabaret, so make sure you grab those tickets if you want to listen to more of these songs, but live. Guys, up next, I do want to announce that we have a new episode of The Eclectic Lunch. Dave Radio presents The Eclectic Lunch. It's always a fun time, so definitely stick around if you want to listen to more of that. Thank you so much for joining us today, joining me on Discali for this amazing episode and amazing giveaway. I'll see you guys next week with a new episode, new music, new artists. It's always a fun time. If you're looking to keep up with Discali, you can follow us on Instagram at _Discali_. And if you want to shoot me an email, for those out there, discali.citr@gmail.com. Yeah, stay tuned. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And this is Eni's latest song, Cabin Fever, released July 29th, 2025. So just this couple days ago, actually. Cabin Fever by Eni. See you guys next week.
Look at what stillness did. See what reflection does. Look at these lonely nights with sacrifice. It's intimate. Intimacy with heat. Into my soul I've seen. Into the dawn I weep, and still they cannot comprehend. I'm just a girl at heart. I don't wanna play the role of bitch, cause there's no reward for that. And you want a piece of my percent, but you need to work for that. Instead you choose to tread on my temperaments. My arrogance only a defense. The chips fall where they may fall. There's no outcomes, and I don't mean to be dramatic. I know lately things get erratic. Yeah, I know we try to get your head right. Now we ain't gotta split the bill, I got it. It's not an ego thing, I promise. Do you feel guilt and feeling accomplished? Slightly. Keep my teeth white like Karen Knightley. Pull up and leave if I don't like it. Demons aren't made to be unsightly. They're gorgeous, alluring. Well maybe your soul needs purging. I sin across and it hurts when. But I ain't gonna beg for your respect. I'd rather end up at home at rest and put up a fight to go protest. Your arrogance might end up in...